Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods.
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
It is Thursday evening. It is The Woods, or should I say The Ark. We're in our log cabin at the top of Bourke Street, and today there's been lots of rain, so we're in an ark today, a wood log ark. I am Bear Curious Dean, and I'm joined this evening in my ark by Just James. How are you doing, James?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You know that that's a fable, don't you? It's not a real story.
It's not a real story.
Didn't exist. Oops. Was that a bit provocative?
A bit provocative. Now, the other person joining us as well is, welcome back, Maddie Bear.
Ahoy.
Ahoy there. How you doing?
Well, ahoy being appropriate because I know
totally.
It's fine here.
Have you been collecting two of everything to bring on our ark?
No. Well, yeah,
oh, two boyfriends. How good would that be?
Two lions and...
Two tigers, two bears. Oh, my.
Yes.
Are we going to wait for the penguins to get here from the Antarctic?
No, because the fox is eating them.
Oh, that's not funny at all.
What about
that's
the wolf?
Awful. That's an awful story.
That's an awful story. Was it 14 penguins?
14? How did the fox get 14?
I missed
this. Anybody either noticing or blinking? Last
what
night, or the night before.
Yeah, during the week.
Just 14 penguins were killed.
Where?
They didn't know at the Melbourne Zoo, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they didn't know what it was until someone went back and had a look at some video and they saw a fox last night.
Holy
shit. So now they just got to catch the fox.
Oh dear. It's too late for the penguins.
Exactly. Sad news. Sad news.
It was very sad.
But in happier news.
On a brighter note.
Last week we put the call out to the bears. We said, please like us on our Facebook page. Please like us, we said, in a very needy bear-like way.
And did
please
the bears respond?
They did.
Oh my goodness.
I think we had...
We hit 400... This morning.
We did.
We did.
Fantastic. Thank you, bears.
Can you feel the 400 hugs?
400 hugs. 400 bear hugs.
Yes.
Oh, the warm embrace. I've gone somewhere really bad with that in my head. That's probably not a good thing.
Talking, yes. Okay.
400 hugs.
400 bear hugs. Woof, grr. But of course, there is still time. If you do want to like us, please go to our Facebook page.
I don't think it'll run out, Dan.
It won't. No, it's not going anywhere.
Will we get to 500 tonight, do you think?
Yes. I'm very optimistic.
By the end of the show, let's see if we can hit 500 likes on our Facebook page.
Oh, dear.
The challenge is out there.
The Woods on Joy 94.9. We do post lots of things during the week. Lots of interesting articles and
nothing about penguins and foxes, I hope.
Stuff about bear culture and about big boned hairy men and yes. stuff like that.
Exactly.
And one of the things
Dean's gone all dewy eyed. Look at him.
No, it's just my glasses have misted up my humidity in Melbourne tonight.
And
no.
It's dry in here, so it's not the weather.
No, well. One of the things that we did get a lot of hits on this week on our Facebook page, of course, was a story about Movember and about was it a bobsled?
Yeah, well, obviously, November, there's a Movember, you can call it a charity campaign, I guess.
Fundraising.
Yeah, for Movember, if you are able to, you should grow a mo for this worthy cause. And the worthy cause there, Dean...
Men's health. So it's things like prostate cancer prevention, testicular cancer, active lifestyle.
Yeah, and poor
mental health. Absolutely.
Mental health, yeah.
Really important things, not just for the bear community, but for the general community.
So on our Facebook page, we posted one Bear Liberty who is doing it for the cause, Simon Dunn. I don't know if he would call himself a bear, but he's very nice to look at anyway.
Very nice to look at.
He's you know, thick. He's got a hairy chest. He's got a beard. He's a bobsledder now. He used to be a rugby player.
Shouldn't he be smooth if he's a bobsledder? Don't they go faster with less hair? Isn't that how it works?
You know what? In my head, it would be beneficial if you had some weight on you going down a slippery slope.
I can see that.
Yeah, whenever I went to the snow as a kid, I always had the advantage because I, obviously being a larger guy, just went down on the bobsled a lot, well, not the bobsled, on the toboggan, a lot faster than everybody else seemed to be. So it's an advantage to in a bobsledding world to have a bit of meat on you.
I know a couple of years back, me and the mister went to Bali for a holiday, and we went to the water slide park there in Bali.
Oh, yeah, water bomb. Isn't that amazing?
That's the one, exactly. Yeah, and there's some that you can do as a twosome. So me and the mister got into this this water slide thing, and my mister's a little bit heavier than I am. We flew. It was fantastic.
Is that the one that sort of slides up a wall at the end?
It does.
And then you come and you knock over one of the attendants.
Oh, I love a good
like
water
that.
Slide.
There's a brilliant one there that drops you. You stand on this on a circle thing, and you get a 5-second countdown, and then it just drops you literally like about 15 stories, and you just go straight down. I did that this year.
Are you in something, or does
you're in
the
a capsule?
Floor just give way?
Well, you're in a capsule, and you step in, and they shut you in like a you know, in those things that they deliver. Of blood samples in a hospital, you know,
yeah.
And then you're on this floor.
Like a mail chute.
Yeah, like a mail chute or a bear chute, maybe. But then they give you this 5-second countdown. Did you do this one, Dean?
I did.
5-second countdown. And then the floor just drops out from underneath you. It's amazing.
It's called the climax. And
yeah.
Basically, you leave your body and soul at the top of the tube. Body just takes off.
And you know what? They do fake countdowns as well. Like they tease you.
So
if you look a little bit
we'll
nervous.
Count down from 5 and then they just go on 4 anyway.
They go 5, 4, 3, 2, 5, 4, and then they go on 4. Like it's a brilliant park.
It a
I went
fun.
This year.
Yeah.
I went
did
this year.
Oh,
yeah, a couple of months ago.
But back to November.
All right,
back to November. Let's leave the water park.
The serious things.
Matt, you mentioned for those of us who can grow moustaches.
Yes.
So I guess not everyone can grow a moustache for November.
No.
Not, I'm looking at anybody in particular.
You're looking at me.
I'm looking at you. Look at me.
As much as I would love to, yeah. No. All I can manage is the fluff in the face. No. But no mo, unfortunately.
I can't do a beard. That's why I'm stuck in the 80s. Remember when we did that thing on goatees and
how
goatees are someone stuck in the
80s? Yeah.
I can't be anything else because I can't. Every
you
time
it doesn't go up the sides?
It does, but patchy, yeah. And I look like I just look like I need a good wash. People look at me and they go, what's different about you? You need a wash.
Well,
you're rocking
the goatee.
Yeah, but you know,
would you consider shaving the goatee and keep the mo for the, November
for a porn mo, like a porn
yeah
mustache?
Like a 70s porn star.
This time last year, I was actually a bunch of my colleagues and I at the hospital that I work at, we all ditched our facial hair and grew it all back. We grew a mo from like November
for November
to, from November.
Well, that's a really interesting point. That's what I'm curious about with the bear community, where many of us do have beards and moustaches all year round. What's the deal? Do we shave them off for November and grow them back?
You have to start clean shaven. You could take everything off. And the idea is
take
photos.
It off.
We we took photos and posted them. You get like your profile and you can put pictures as you go and that kind of stuff. We raised quite a few. There was a group of about 5 of us.
Uh-huh.
And I think we raised probably in the vicinity of $14,000 or $15,000 between us.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty good.
I did it at one place that I worked, we did it as well, and we had the girls were getting involved, not necessarily growing moustaches.
What were they showing?
No, they were like donning sort of fake moustaches. They were sort of wearing handlebar moustaches in the office.
Yeah.
And
my sisters, they call those,
I think. Sisters, that's right, yeah. So everyone got involved, which was great.
My dad had a rocking handlebar moustache.
Did he really?
It went right at the side.
Yeah.
And yeah, he rocked that look for a good 20 years of his life. So just going back to Simon Dunn, he's got a page on, there's actually a Movember website.
Uh-huh.
I think it's called MoSpace.
Yep.
So you can actually donate to anybody who's actually got a profile there and building up money for whatever cause they may be donating it to.
Yep. Yeah.
He's got a target of 2,000. So far he's at 240. So we're only 4 days, well, 5 days into, what's today's day?
Fifth. Yeah.
We're only 5 days into Movember.
Uh-huh.
We've got a whole month ahead of us. So if you'd like to donate, head to our Facebook page, The Woods on Joy 94.9, and find the link for MoSpace. If it's not there right now, we'll put it up after the show. And you can, donate to a worthy cause.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to contribute to the conversation and share your experiences in Movember, by all means, SMS us on 0427-JOY949, or you can email in on onair@joy.org.au. A big shout out tonight to Big Bear Mark and Robbie, the Work Experience Cub, who are both having a well-deserved rest this evening.
Night off.
A night off. Maybe they're grooming their moustaches.
Maybe they're shaving.
Maybe they couldn't get here because of the flood.
Maybe they didn't.
Maybe they're still right. Swimming. Maybe they're... Oh, no.
Maybe. You are on the woods. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Take you to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way
to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make you to
the middle of this tightrope. That Matt Albert's a really sexy man, isn't he? every time you play that jingle, I just
you
go.
You salivate.
Oh. I know. And before that, of course, we had Stock Aitken and Waterman.
Oh, of course we did. Dean and I are on the mics tonight. We had the music. There's no way you're getting away without
Stock. You've got
the
music in you.
there's a preemptor. Oh, dear.
Now, how are we going with the 40 bear hugs? We got to 41 yet?
41 bear hugs.
On our Facebook page?
We got some messages in from someone called Johnny who's missing Mark tonight. So sorry about that.
Love.
But if you do want to hear Mark, you can just head to our Facebook page, follow the link to podcasts and...
Sorry, actually on the webpage. So it's joy.org.au/thewoods.
Correct, yeah.
Or wake up to Joy in the morning on a Monday. Then you'll definitely hear Mark.
Yeah, but if you can't wait for Monday, go to the podcast.
Then you got it on your phone, wherever you like.
Every day, whenever you want.
So the other day we talked to Addo about Wentworth, directing Wentworth. That was really interesting, actually.
I missed that one.
You should listen to it.
I will. I'll download the podcast.
There you go.
As soon as we're done.
Now, we are talking Movember, because we are in November, and we are bears, and we have hairy upper lips, or some of us do. Not looking at you,
but you also have balls, don't we, Dan?
We do have balls. So we're going to talk about testicular cancer.
Which is a very serious cancer, most commonly occurring in the 25 to 50 range. And it's fairly serious because it's very fast spreading. And that's the thing that I think most men need to be aware of.
Absolutely. And what, 780 new cases every year?
That's a lot.
Just in Australia, yeah.
Yep. And most testicular cancers are successfully treated, but it's important to know that it's because it moves so fast and can be easily missed, it does kill a lot of young men. So it's a fairly serious thing. And regular testing, you know, and doing your own, a bit like the women do their boob checks, we should be all doing fairly regular testicular checks and doing them after a hot bath or a hot shower. And
there is a couple of times on that show Embarrassing Bodies where they get like a rugby team or something like that and they show them how to actually test or feel your testicles for, you know, lumps and bumps and making sure they're the right shape and there's no irregularities and things like that. So I believe that's on YouTube as well, so if you actually want to
understand,
know how to do it, or you know how to actually feel your testicles, just search for Embarrassing Bodies on YouTube.
I mean, the interesting thing about it is it's not hard. It's not doesn't take long. It only takes a few seconds. And the real thing that people why the chuckle, Matt?
So that'll be perfect screen grab. It's not hard. It's not long. It takes a few.
Only
seconds.
Takes a few seconds. No, we're not interested in that. Now, come
it's
on.
Just James. No.
No, I think I didn't mean to provide you with such a moment of mirth, but I'm glad that I did on. Such a serious topic.
I think it's that there is a technique to it. It's not just grabbing your balls. It's actually doing it, as you say.
Feel them like a...
You're meant to roll and squeeze, actually. You start
you're doing
at the
those
top.
Chinese medicine balls.
Yes, that's exactly
that's what
I was
trying
doing.
To do.
But just not as fierce.
Yeah, not as fierce. You start at the top and you squeeze your way down. And do you know what you're looking for, Matt? Do you know what you're checking out?
Irregularities.
Yeah, but you know how big they might be or small they might be?
Very minuscule.
Grain of rice or even a pea, somewhere around that size.
I've always assumed it'd be like a lump. Like a
massive. Yeah, like no, they can be. I mean, this is why it's important to do it regularly, because the bottom line about testicular checks is that actually you're looking for changes. And if you don't know what, you know, we talk about baseline kind kind of measurements.
Yep, yep.
If you don't know what they feel like to start with, you can't know. It's no good relying on your partner to say, if you, you know, what's this? You have to be able to. It's really important that you do it yourself.
Very important to touch yourself is the message here.
It's very important to feel, and again, important that it's after a hot bath or shower, because that makes it easier to the scrotum, the skin around the scrotum is actually thinner and it's softer and more pliable.
Plus, I suppose if it's hotter, they're hanging a bit lower.
That's true. They're away from the body. You've also got to check the seminal cord at the back. You need to be checking to make sure that's meant to be a little bit tender. In fact,
I was going
to
say, I always found that to be
tender.
Very, very tender.
And it should be. Yeah. I mean, the reality is that it should be. Some of the scary things about testicular cancer are things like the fact that it can be symptom-free. You know, if you know, you don't necessarily get, as you said, Dean, you don't get a massive great swelling. And
you don't get like a there's no pain, there's no abdominal pain
for
necessarily.
Some people there is. For some people.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's like heaviness in the scrotum, and it can be painful. It can cause pain into the stomach.
Uh-huh.
And there's a number of symptoms. But the scary thing is it can actually be symptom-free. And that, you know, change in the size or shape of the testicles we've talked about, feeling of unevenness, you know, some kind of just irregularity. And we should be familiar with our bits, you know, and not just for a quick in the shower, but you know, we should be familiar with all
a bit of maintenance
bits.
And a bit of
absolutely
general, upkeep.
And the secret then is, if you've got any concerns, even the slightest of concerns, no doctor is ever going to tell you off for coming and checking.
Oh, of course.
So the reality is that if you've got any concerns or you've got any nervousness or any anxiety, get straight into your GP.
I was going to say, there's even you yourself. If you feel something, don't go, head to the doctor in
You know what, Matt? A lot of people do that. A lot of people will actually put off. I've been guilty of it myself.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will put it off because they're frightened of what might happen. But it's so important. Testicular cancer spreads so quickly that it's very important that if you feel any change or any irregularity, you get straight
to
the
doctor.
As soon as possible. Pretty important stuff, guys.
Absolutely. And what causes it? I mean, is there a family history? Is that something that
there's an element, I think, if you've got a brother or father that's had any of those kinds of problems. I mean, the problem with cancer is it's caused by so many different things, and there are so many variations. Every human being is slightly different. You know, none of us get the same symptoms, but definitely family history. There are a number of causes that get concerned, you know, that create concern in people.
Did you know they also make prosthetic testicles? So if you go through and find, you know, a lump or something and you have one removed, if it does have cancer in it, they can remove it and they can actually replace it with a fake testy.
They can. And lots of people, I mean, surprisingly enough, you only need one. The reality is that, you know, you can do everything that you can do with just one.
I'm reminded of an episode or a story arc in Sex and the City.
Yeah.
When Miranda's off and on again boyfriend, Steve, gets testicular cancer.
Right.
And so he has it removed and gets a fake one. And they have like a pity sex. Well, she has pity sex with him because she feels bad because he only has one ball.
Oh.
And then she falls pregnant. So
yep.
You're right. You just need one.
It can do
one swimmer
everything
to get the job done.
I hope you're not going to get pregnant, though. We're not looking for that.
No, we're not.
So what? How can you prevent testicular cancer if it is related to genetics and it is? Is there a way to prevent it? Is it keeping a healthy lifestyle and eating well and active? Is
that the same for anything, really?
Yeah, it's the same for all of those kinds of things. I mean, the reality is things like smoking increase the likelihood, bad diet, lack of exercise. I mean, healthy lifestyle, there's all sorts of there's lots of myths, of course, around, you know, certain foods will cause cancer and certain foods will cure cancer. We don't really know.
Tight underpants and things like
that. Yeah, I mean, the balls are outside the body for a reason, and they're outside because they function best and they survive best. And tight underwear and, you know, doing the Tony Abbott speedo thing, apart from not being a good look for most of us, especially the best. So I don't look good in speedos.
You don't?
No.
I'm sure there'll be a few people out there who beg to differ.
I don't think so. But they are. But you're right. I mean, those kinds of things. There's all sorts of myths about food. food, you know, the fresh fruit and all those kinds of things.
Or recently sausages and bacon, you know, the heart of every bear's diet, or most bears' diet,
I was vegetarian, and I managed to cope with 6 months of being vegetarian. Do you know what did me in?
Sausage.
Sausages.
Yes.
I did tell you before, didn't I, that I'm a sausage
lover. You do love a good
lover.
Sausage, yes.
Yeah, that was something that we were going to explore further, maybe? No.
I have also been on a health kick and also contemplated going vegetarian.
Yeah.
Not for any kind of moral reason. I still eat chicken, beef, pig, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But from a health perspective, before all this hoo-ha came out in the press or in the news, considered it. And I did try a few vegetarian restaurants, some that even had fake beef, and couldn't tell the difference. They had Peking duck, and the duck itself was like a tofu, and the outside was just amazing.
And they tricked you.
Tricked me, and I couldn't
outrageous.
Tell. But obviously the health benefits are that you're not eating, any kind of saturated fat that's in meat.
All the GMO stuff. I mean, the reality is that we're feeding animals. I'd be vegetarian, except I love a good piece of ham, I have to say. Like, I can live without...
I
don't eat lamb. I can take or leave beef. I like chicken, not for some fish, but I just love a good ham sandwich. And it's really torturous. Because what we're doing, we treat pigs, and they're highly intelligent, we treat pigs really, really badly.
We do. And then when we cure it, that's also not helping the diet either.
Is curing something about...
The curing process. Right. There's lots of salt in that. Way.
So we are talking all things health and Movember, and men's health in particular, testicular cancer and prostate cancer. To find out more about testicular cancer, you can go to the Movember website, or you can go to cancer.org.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Dean, I'm here with James, and I'm here with Matt, and we're talking men's health and Movember.
And boom, boom, boom.
Let's go back to my room and let's do my testicular, check together.
Yes.
Let me just nip into the shower.
I'm shocked. I'm staring at the two of you, I really don't know. Is this for real? Are you guys serious? Don't leave me.
You can come with us as well if you like. We'd all go together.
I can't do the show on my own.
So, of course, with Movember, they are supporting men's health and raising awareness around men's health and, in particular, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, poor mental health, an issue that we have spoken of recently on The Woods.
Yeah.
And I know it's of great concern to many members of the bear community, and physical inactivity. And, in fact, last week we spoke about fursuction and fat shaming.
We did, and I heard a mention of that this morning on the breakfast show. I think someone was talking about not knowing... there was the triple threat. No. Yeah, anyway, they were talking...
No idea what you're talking about.
Well, it was a breakfast show, and they were talking about the podcast. I think it was a live read, mm-hmm. and they discussed the fact that we were talking about fursuction.
We've been talked about.
We were indeed, yeah. And I forget now, Sean or maybe Hunter was going to go away and look up fursuction.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was cute.
I was reading in the papers this week as well, in the media, that... In terms of physical inactivity, one of the key things that can actually improve your health is walking 10,000 steps. That simple walking 10,000 steps a day.
And that's where you get your step counter.
Don't start me on the Fitbits.
The Fitbit,
the
dictators.
The wearable tech. They work, don't they?
They work. I use one for about 4 months. Yeah. And
where is it now?
It died and I forgot to put it back on. But my phone...
I died and I forgot to replace it.
My phone now tracks my steps anyway. So... It is a fantastic motivator in getting you to get to 10,000 steps. And if you get home and you're only at like 8,000 and something, you find that it's 9 o'clock, you'll get up and walk back and forth down the hallway.
I'll tell you guys something about these Fitbit dictator things. I have an elderly neighbor, right? She's in her 70s. And I kid you not, she would go out at night at 10 o'clock at night because her Fitbit dictator was telling her she needed to go for X number of steps. And I yelled at her. I told her off. I said, what on earth are you doing? This is crazy. At 10 o'clock at night, you go walking around the, oh, but I've got to get to my 10,000, James.
It becomes an addictive goal that you have to get to. And all the smartphone apps nowadays, they track your movements.
Yeah.
And like the Apple Watch or the other smartwatches that are out there also track your movements. So you can just look on your wrist and say, ah, crap, I haven't actually made the target today.
And you're not even a little bit worried that that's Big Brother wanting to know where you are and where you've been and what you're doing?
No, I'm not that person worries about, you know, Facebook privacy settings.
I'm only just a fraction paranoid.
But it is interesting, isn't it? When you have that awareness of how many steps and when you're so close to the goal, it comes a bit of a game. It's like gamification. It's a bit of a game, and it motivates you to take, maybe get off the train or the tram and stop earlier.
Instead of going up the escalator, you go up the stairs. Yeah. It did help you. Obviously, just by looking at me, I haven't used it in a number of months, but... yeah.
I think you're
the goal is to get back.
You're pretty gorgeous. I mean, the reality is, you know.
But cuddly.
back to the serious subject of prostate cancer. Did you guys know that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer before the age of 75?
Tell me if I'm wrong. Isn't it more common than breast cancer?
I think it might be because on average 9 Australian men will die from prostate cancer. But get this, every day.
Wow.
That's 9 Australian men dying from prostate cancer every
day. They're dying every day, not just
these men are dying every day. And it's treatable. I mean, the reality is it's more common in the older age groups. And once you get into the 40s plus, and looking at you two, you're both a long way from that. But in that age group, it's time to start thinking about, you know, the risks, know what the risks are. And obviously it only affects men because women don't have a prostate gland, in case you didn't know that.
Is it something, I mean, obviously gay men in particular, we tend to be more active with our
bodies
rears and the prostates. is there any kind of statistics or science behind gay men having a higher number of prostate issues, or is it lower? Is there any kind of information
out
there
about that? I'm going to tell you a funny story, and I hope I'll be forgiven for making jokes about such a serious topic. But a friend of mine did once tell me that if you have a lot of activity back there, especially the insertive kind of activity, it kind of reduces your risk. I've got absolutely no idea if that's true, and I wouldn't like to stake my life on
disclaimer,
it.
Disclaimer. Please check with a qualified medical practitioner before taking a course of prevention activity.
But I thought it was kind of cute. I mean, if we need any incentive.
So dumb question. What's the prostate do? What is it? Is it a gland? Is it a...
you have to ask me because I should really know the... I mean, we're men. We should know the answer to this question.
Does it have a function?
Is it a hormone-producing gland?
I can't remember. I did it as part of my bloody A&P.
Doesn't it produce testosterone? No.
Obviously,
that's the testicles. But doesn't the prostate health have some...
I don't know.
I think it in part, I think it helps to enrich sperm. It has some function in terms of maintaining...
We really should have researched.
We
what
should have put a lot.
Is.
Well, we've got lots of information off the internet, but I
the
don't
funny
know.
The thing
that
is, I know
started
exactly
with the basics.
Where it is?
Do you know?
I know where it is.
Oh, you do. Where is it?
Don't show him. Okay, whatever you do, don't
here is
show
a
him.
Show me on the doll.
But no, the reason I mentioned is do gay men have a higher risk or not? Is because I know. Well, in. My theory being is that straight men, because it is the prostate and it is in the rear, are terrified of going to the doctor about something like that.
No, they're not. They fantasize. They pretend they're being tortured.
But I imagine there are some men out there for whom the diagnostic tool, your finger,
DRE. Digital rectal examination, the DRE.
DRE.
Yeah, Dr.
It sounds so clinical.
It does, doesn't it?
Prostate examination.
It probably should be. I mean, in reality, if you're looking for cancer.
But it could be a barrier for men seeking diagnosis and actually getting early detection.
As we said before, I think that's one of the biggest problems with all of these illnesses is the fact that people are scared of a diagnosis and they're scared of treatment, and hospitals can be frightening places.
It's also the old adage that straight men don't really know what it is either. So they might go to the doctor. And I'm reminded of a Family Guy episode where Peter Griffin goes to his regular doctor. He drops his trousers, not knowing why the doctor's asking him to do that. And he gets a prostate exam and freaks out. He sues the doctor because... if that's for some stupid reason. And then turns out that he actually does develop prostate cancer and then has to have it treated and so on and so forth.
And then there's that terrible, terrible, terrible joke, which I wasn't going to tell you, but I will. Have you heard the one about the guy who goes to his doctor for a prostate examination?
No.
And he turns around, drops his pants, bends over and all that kind of stuff, and eventually he says, "Hey, doc, if you're giving me a prostate exam, how come I can feel both your hands on my back?"
Tishbum, we're here all week. Father Palmer.
Is that a dad joke?
Now, in terms of risk factors, so I'm imagining that the older you get, the more at risk you are of developing prostate
cancer. Yep, very much so. And the symptoms, really, there are things like needing to go to the toilet frequently, especially at night, like if it disturbs your sleep.
Isn't that also a diabetes symptom as well?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, it is a lot of the symptoms, for a lot of these illnesses cross over. Difficulty starting urination or holding back, like that's a really important one.
So controlling the flow.
Yeah, yeah. And some, you talk to, I've looked after men with prostate problems, and they can stand in front of a toilet bowl and know that they need to go, but nothing will happen.
Nothing's going on.
Yep. And or else the alternative is that they can't stop, if they pee themselves. Men with prostate problems will actually urinate themselves and can't stop. Weak or interrupted flow of urine is another one, and painful burning pee, that's really important, and blood as well. If you see blood in your semen as well, like if you're masturbating and you climax and there's blood in your semen, that can be an indicator as well.
I once freaked out probably about a year ago when I was peeing and noticed my urine was a reddish color.
Mm-hmm.
I freaked out
until I
went to the doctor and he's like, "Have you eaten anything unusual recently?"
Oh, no.
Beetroot.
And you just hit the nail on the head. I had a beetroot salad that day for lunch.
Absolutely.
It was nothing but beetroot.
But how scary, though. You must have thought something,
I did.
Was quite seriously
freaked
wrong.
Out. Yeah. I actually left work because I was panicking.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I went to the doctor and he's like, "What have you eaten?" I'm like,
"Oh, you haven't eaten beetroot since."
No, beetroot's very nice. It's but very at least I know now.
Mm. Watch out.
Why my urine is reddish colour.
One symptom that is probably less common and probably confuses people is that there's frequent pain or stiffness in the lower back, hips or upper thighs. And that's one. I mean, any one of these symptoms by themselves wouldn't necessarily mean that there's a problem, but a combination of them, you should get to the doctors and get checked.
Also, weight gain due to hormone differences,
You're reading that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am reading that. There's a long list.
The body stiffness one's an interesting one, because as you get older, particularly in the morning, sometimes, you wake up and things aren't,
But
you're as nimble as you may have been in your younger years.
But it's particularly in the lower back. Like, it's quite specifically. And when you've got those old age aches and pains, trust me, guys, I know these things, you get them all over. You get back, you get knees, you get hips, you get, sleep too long on one side, and, oh, my God, I feel 60.
I'm 30 and I get that now.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
You need a better bed. You need a better bed. You need to turn more often in the night.
Stop cuddling him. I used to be a tornado.
Stop cuddling him. Oh.
I read, though, somewhere a very long time ago that if you don't wake up in the morning with an erection, you're also not in the best of health at the time.
Oh.
So if you ever find that isn't happening more commonly, perhaps it's time to do something about.
I assume that as you get older, that perhaps that's not something that is part of your waking ritual.
Could we move on?
We could move on. In fact, let's go to a break. So when we return, we will talk a little bit more about the symptoms and the treatment of prostate cancer. But let's have a bit of a break. Let's go to these ads and we'll have a song. Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
Have a bit of a dance again. So you are on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Oh, clap your hands.
Hey, couple of things, guys. Eric has joined as a member. Eric from Bentley. Thanks for that, Eric. I hope it's as a result of you're enjoying the show. We've also had a message from Dave. And Dave...
We are live.
Yeah, we are live, Dave. Hey, thanks, Dave, it's all thanks live. For your message. Maybe we should be pre-recorded. I don't know.
No, but thank you, Dave. You've been very helpful.
It's so been
Dave's
absolutely
actually messaged
helpful.
In to tell us that... The prostate's function is to produce semen.
Which is almost but not quite right, because with with the magic that is smartphones, Googles and whatever, the prostate gland is a male reproductive organ whose main function is to secrete prostate fluid, just one of the components of semen. The testicles, of course, produce most of it. The muscles of the prostate also help propel the seminal fluid into the urethra during ejaculation. So it's all about sex, really. How about
that's a key function. Very important.
It is. It is. And if you do have problems with your prostate, what you really need to do is, if you're experiencing any of the symptoms we've talked about earlier, get to your doctor.
James
get
is giving
tested.
Free prostate examinations. Please.
you so don't know me. The purpose of testing is to detect cancer in the early stages, because obviously, as with all cancers, the earlier they're caught, the more likely to get good treatment. There are two common tests for initial detection. One is the Dr. E, as we talked about before, the DRE, the digital rectal exam. The doctor puts on a gloved finger, you hope, where it's possible, and he puts his finger up your bum.
Just the one?
blushing now. one finger. Okay, we'll go with one finger. And he puts his hand inside you with the glove on and can feel actually the surface of the prostate. And again, as with the testicles, he's feeling for lumps, he's feeling for any changes.
Also, that's not engaged or enlarged, it's not the biggest of organs.
Yes, but that can also, if you've had a rough weekend or a pleasant weekend, that can actually happen anyway. But the other thing that happens is a PSA is a blood test, which looks for the presence of protein in the blood, and that's produced specifically by the prostate cells. They'll do a biopsy based on the results of the other two tests. You could get referred to a urologist. And to be honest, this is the only way that cancer can actually be confirmed as being present. So, again, it's really important that you get in and get tested.
Really important. In fact, we've had another message in. Lots of messages tonight. We've had a message in from Colin from Abbotsford. Hey, Colin, how are you doing?
Good. On him.
So Colin says he's enjoying the conversation tonight. Thanks for that, Colin. As an older gay male, I have a yearly prostate check. On the lighter side of the subject, on one occasion, Colin was at the GP, and the GP had a student in the surgery with him. So after the GP had checked Colin's prostate, he asked if the student could also examine him. And as the student was a hot stud, Colin said yes.
And please feel free to use more than one finger if you want.
Oh, no, I'm sure Colin wouldn't say that.
Colin, you're a shameful man. You're a shameful.
Oh, no,
and you let us...
Sure, lovely.
He let us... I know, he's a gorgeous man. He let us put that out on air. He's very brave. Very brave.
What's... If... Obviously, a prostate exam is for the purpose of testing the prostate for those types of things. Mm-hmm. With a colonoscopy, does that not... kind of do the same thing?
Not even remotely.
No?
No. Colonoscopy is when they put a camera into your colon. They're looking for cancer, obviously, but it's a small camera, goes up your bottom, and they'll go miles into your colon looking for any signs of lumps. But remember that the colonoscopy is done...
As an admission in a hospital.
It's just a camera. Well, yeah, it is, but it's also just a camera. It's a visual. It's not a, you know... And I've had a colonoscopy, and they're fairly full-on serious. They give you various drugs meant to put you out, affect your short-term memory. You're not supposed to actually... They can't put you out completely because they need to move you and they need to do things... to get you to make it possible for the camera to work. So they can't put you out under a general anesthetic. But for a lot of people, it creates anxiety and it causes nervousness.
Just like going to the dentist, really. Some people need to just
get
the work done.
I've never taken my pants down at my dentist ever in my life, I promise.
Unless it's hot. Unless it's hot. Now, I think for me, that the key thing... I think the key thing, of course, is if you do have any concerns about your health, prevention is always better than cure.
Yeah.
So if you're like Matt and I, we were dancing away, getting our steps up there to Marsha Hines. Getting our fitness.
Got the music in you.
Got the music in dictators.
Me. So by all means,
not
get
got
fit,
the doctor in me.
That's a whole other show. So be mindful of your health. And if you do have any concerns, of course, speak to a qualified medical practitioner and get assessed and treated.
The treatment options are many, and many prostate cancers are slow growing and may not necessarily need surgery or other radical treatment. There's a number of ways that you can.
Vic Bears also have a group called Bearheart, who, they form Bearheart as a subcommittee to Vic Bears to further their own health objectives and to, help out bears who want to know all about health and this type of thing.
To get involved. So they can find out more about that on the Vic Bears website, which has had a bit of a facelift, I see.
It's very swish tonight. I've noticed that.
Just talking about Vic Bears quickly, they are heading to Shepparton this weekend part of
Goulburn Valley Pride.
Yeah. I'm from Shep, as we mentioned a few weeks ago. It's a lovely little area of Victoria. It's a nice drive. It's only about 2 hours north.
Get some
I've
fresh
been
air.
Through it. I don't know. I didn't stop.
Thanks, James. But, there's lots to do. There's a nice Victoria Park Lake there, so you grab some fish and chips. They're having a bear lunch, I think.
I think they are, yeah.
Lunch. As well as a few other things. I did read on the Vic Bears page what they're doing. So if you are free this weekend...
A little bit of a loose end. Go to the country.
Need a drive. Mm. Put the window down and head onto the highway.
Or the soft top.
And hopefully you won't need your arc, because it won't be pouring.
Oh, yeah, no, don't put the soft top down if it's raining.
Shepparton is flat as a tack. There's a river that goes through it, but it's still flat.
A river runs through it. Nice.
And the rains come down.
You can go cow spotting, because there's lots of cows in Shepparton.
And you can paint a cow here as part of the fundraising thing. You paint a cow.
As a
fundraiser.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, you know more than I do.
We should go together. We're going to check it out. We're going to Shepparton.
I've got nothing to contribute to painting cows. Nothing at all. I've got nothing.
Fair enough. So that brings us to the end of the Woods. That
Already?
Hour just flew by. I know.
Oh
that
my
hour
God.
Just flew by. So just to recap, November, very important month. Raise awareness of men's health, whether it's testicular cancer, prostate cancer, mental health or physical activity.
Get checked.
Get checked.
If not for you, for somebody else who loves you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And check out their webpage at Movember.com to find out more about the event and how you can donate to people who are either growing a moustache or regrowing a moustache or just growing their moustache longer.
Daniel, hanging around for the next hour with cheap seats?
I am hanging around for the cheap seats where we are exploring being Jewish and LGBT in the UK today.
Oh,
lovely.
Interesting.
Sounds interesting. Yeah.
And of course, you can catch Mark, Big Bear Mark, and Luke the Wonder Cub on Brekkie Bears on Monday mornings from 6 a.m.
And we'll be back next week.
Absolutely. This has been The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Good night.
Good night.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.